listening to Awakened to Deliver, a podcast from Fish Talk for Jesus Productions, created to inspire believers to wake up to God's truth and live boldly for Christ. Today, Jeff Fish concludes this week's series on the blessings of God by exploring what it means to live as a blessing to others. God blesses us not just for our benefit, but so that we can reflect His love and goodness to those around us. Our key verse for today is Genesis 12:2. "And I will make you into a great nation, and I will bless you and make your name great, and you shall be a blessing." Now, let's join Jeff for today's message.
Hello, my friends, and welcome back to another day of Awaken to Deliver. This week, we have been on a journey through the blessings of God. We have seen what they are, their source, and their purpose, and how to recognize them in our daily lives. Today, we're focusing on the final piece of the puzzle. How can we live as a blessing to others? Genesis chapter 12, verse 2 reminds us of God's covenant with Abraham, where He promised to bless Abraham and his descendants so that they could be a blessing to the nation. This principle is still true for us today. As recipients of God's blessings, we are called to extend His love, kindness, and grace to others. So let's dive into what it means to live as a blessing and how we can reflect God's character in our interactions with the world. Throughout Scripture, we see that God's blessings are not meant to stop with us. They are given so that His name may be glorified and His love shared with others. Psalms chapter 67, verses 1 through 2 says, "God, be gracious to us and bless us and cause His face to shine upon us, so that Your way may be known on the earth, Your salvation among all nations." This perspective shifts our understanding of blessings. They are not just gifts to enjoy, but tools to fulfill God's purpose. When we use our blessings to serve others, we become vessels of His grace and instruments of His will. Now, a key way to be a blessing is through generosity. Proverbs chapter 11, verse 25 tells us, "A generous person will prosper. Whoever refreshes others will be refreshed." Generosity is not limited to financial giving. It includes giving our time, our talents, and energy to help those that are in need. Let's take a little deeper look at some of the practical ways that we can live generously. So, first is financial giving, like tithing or supporting ministries or just helping those that are in financial need. We also have our acts of service, like volunteering or mentoring or lending a hand to someone that's in need. Even kind words, offering encouragement, comfort, or a listening ear really helps more than you could ever imagine. So I want you to reflect, how can you use these resources that God has given you to bless others? What opportunities has He placed in your path, even this week, to show His love through generosity? Let's take a look at how we can reflect God's character. Number one is sharing God's love. The greatest blessing we can offer is the message of God's love. John chapter 13, verses 34 through 35 says, "I am giving you a new commandment, that you love one another, just as I have loved you, that you also love one another. By this, all people will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another." Sharing the gospel, showing compassion, and building relationships that reflect God's love are all ways to bless others spiritually. As we live out our faith, we point people to the ultimate source of the blessings, Jesus Christ. And number two, living as a light in the darkness. In Matthew chapter 5, verses 14 through 16, Jesus calls us to be a light to the world. "A city set on a hill cannot be hidden, nor do people light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on the lampstand, and it gives light to all who are in the house. Your light must shine before people in such a way that they may see your good works and glorify your Father who is in heaven. Living as a blessing means being a light to our communities, workplaces, and families. Whether it's through acts of kindness, standing up for justice, or simply being a consistent presence of love, we can shine God's light in a world that is full of need. I want to transition over to some barriers that could keep you from being a blessing. The first one is self-centeredness. One of the biggest barriers to being a blessing is focusing too much on ourselves. Philippians chapter 2, verses 3 through 4 challenge us, "Do nothing from selfishness or empty conceit, but with humility consider one another as more important than yourselves." Do not merely look at your own personal interests, but also for the interest of others. Living as a blessing requires humility and a willingness to put others' needs before our own. Ask yourself, are there areas in your life where self-centeredness might be holding you back from serving others? Number two is fear of insufficiency. This is another barrier. It is fear that we don't have enough, whether it's time, resources, or even the ability to make a difference. But 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 8 reassures us, "And God is able to make all grace overflow to you, so that always having all sufficiency in everything you may have an abundance for every good deed." God equips us with everything we need to fulfill his calling. When we step out in faith, trusting him to provide, he multiplies our efforts and uses them for his glory. So here are some practical steps to help you live as a blessing. Number one is pray for opportunities. Begin each day by asking God to show you how you can be a blessing to others. Be open to the opportunities he places in your path, whether big or small. Number two, practice intentional kindness. Look for simple ways to bless others throughout your day, whether it's even just a smile, a kind word, or a random act of kindness. These small gestures can have a significant impact. Number three, serve where you are. You don't have to go far to be a blessing. Start with your family, your friends, or the community. Look for ways to serve those around you using the gifts and resources that God has given you. When we live as a blessing, we experience the joy of partnering with God in his work. Acts chapter 20, verse 35 reminds us, "It is more blessed to give than to receive." As we pour into others, we find that our own hearts are filled with God's peace and satisfaction. Living as a blessing is not a burden. It's a privilege. It's an opportunity to reflect God's character, share his love, and bring his light into the world. So here are some practical reflections. Take a moment and reflect on these. Number one, who has been a blessing in your life, and how can you thank them? Number two, what gifts or resources has God given you that you can use to bless others? And number three, how can you step out in faith this week to be a light in someone's life? And ask God to guide you as you seek to live a life as a blessing to others, trusting him to provide the strength, resources, and opportunities that you need. Living as a blessing is both a calling and a joy. As we reflect God's love, his generosity, and his grace, we become part of his work in the world, bringing hope and encouragement to those around us. So thank you for joining me this week as we've explored the blessings of God. Let's continue to walk in his truth, sharing his blessings with a world that is in dire need. And until next time, stay faithful, stay bold, and remember that you too have been awakened to deliver.
Thank you for listening to Awakened to Deliver. We hope today's message has encouraged and equipped you in your walk with Christ. To stay connected with Awakened to Deliver, be sure to subscribe on your favorite podcast platform. If this podcast blesses you, we encourage you to leave a rating and review. Your feedback not only helps the podcast grow, but also makes it easier for others to discover this message of faith and inspiration. For more content, you can visit the link tree in the show notes. There, you'll find access to all Jeff Fish's social platforms and to check out his book, 30 Days of Patience. Awaken to Deliver is entirely listener-supported. If this podcast has blessed you and you feel led to partner with this ministry, you can make a donation through the links provided in the link tree. Your support helps to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ. Be sure to tune in tomorrow for another episode as we continue diving into God's Word together.